Yeah, the other thing I just wanted to highlight was the falling away. So this is 4717. But it's interesting, there's a couple of statements there which refer to generals. So it's talking about Shechem, which are generals. And the generals for the new church I've kind of taken what's stated there and just flipped it a bit. So the generals are that the Lord's human is divine, and that charity is the essential, and all faith is from charity. So those are the kind of two generals that are dealt with, and those are the things that are being fallen away from in relation to the brothers. The brothers have fallen away from those generals, those tenets of doctrine. So it's quite interesting the way that that's described, because it's described as so that the Lord's human is divine. The falling away is when the Lord is acknowledged, but not the divinity of his human. So, you know, that's an interesting statement. So the Lord is acknowledged, but not the divinity of his human. So the Lord's human is whatever the Lord expresses himself through, by which we can be aware of him. That's a bit of a convoluted way of basically saying that the human of the Lord is the Word, because divine truths reveal who the Lord is and what the Lord is, which is good. So when the Word is not seen to be divine, in other words, the Word is not something from which people are drawing their life from, in terms of acknowledging. So to acknowledge that the Lord's human is divine, you have to be practicing the Word. There's no other way. That's the only kind of acknowledgement that's of any worth. So not an intellectual or lip service acknowledgement, but an actual practice acknowledgement is to acknowledge that the Word or the Lord's human is divine. And of course, it is the Word that gives us all knowledge concerning. We don't have any knowledge regarding the Lord, really, that hasn't come through a divine revelation, because human beings are incapable of, in and of themselves, of coming into anything good and true. So the Lord is the only one who can elevate the mind toward what is good and true, and he does that by means of the Word. And of course, if the Word is acknowledged through practice, then the Lord is acknowledged. I mean, it's just I don't know, you know, that's just basic arithmetic, I suppose, for want of a better way of expressing it. And of course, shunning evils as sins against the Lord is basically what flows out of that acknowledgement. Therefore, the first of charity is honored, and every subsequent flow out from that will be charitable, because charity is in the first place. So then charity is the essential, and recognized as the essential, whereby all faith flows from that, or all our understanding of what's required for the spiritual life flows out of that acknowledgement, that first acknowledgement. And so everything that we build as our doctrine will be there to support the life of charity. And that is an ordered human mind when that's happening.